In the news today, Wendy Sherman, the chief U.S. negotiator at nuclear talks with Iran, says she is hopeful for a final deal. Ms. Sherman spoke to VOA on Thursday. She said she believed the negotiators are making progress. But in her words, there are still some very crucial decisions that need to be made. Negotiators from Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the U.S. are trying to reach a nuclear agreement with Iran by November 24th. The so-called P5+1 negotiators held talks with Iran at the gathering of the United Nations General Assembly. Ms. Sherman said nuclear negotiators are central to her discussion with Iranian officials. But she said another important issue is the detention of American citizens in Iran, including reporter Jason Rezaian. U.S. President Barack Obama warned world leaders in New York on Thursday that Ebola is becoming a growing threat to regional and global security. At the United Nations meeting on the outbreak, Mr. Obama said that public health systems in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone are near collapse. And if this epidemic is not stopped, this disease could cause a humanitarian catastrophe across the region. On Tuesday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reported that up to 1.4 million people in West Africa could be infected with the Ebola virus by January 2015. Police in Nigeria said Boko Haram has released one of the 200 females it kidnapped in April. A Nigerian police spokesman said the 20-year-old hostage was found Wednesday in the village of Mubi in Adamawa State. A leader from Chibok, where the girls were kidnapped, said the name the woman gave for herself was not on the list of kidnapped girls. He said the woman was traumatized and could not communicate clearly. Now, words in the news. Final, adjective, at the end, last. Central, adjective, in the middle of something, located in the center of a thing or place. Collapse, verb, to fall down or inward suddenly, to break down or fail suddenly in strength, health, or power. Trauma, noun, a very difficult or unpleasant experience that causes someone to have mental or emotional problems, usually for a long time. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.